Yo, welcome back to ADHD, where we talk about literally random shit. I'm here with my co-host Christian Suarez. Christian, say what's good.
Yo, what's up?
So, today we're going to be talking about random shit. Let's get into it. Yo, so what do you think about Cobra Kai, bro? Because season 3 was kind of shit, I'm not going to lie.
That shit was fire, bro. Fire. Fights everywhere. First off, fights everywhere. We got people coming back from, like, the
what happened to the fat bitch, bro? She left. I don't know what happened to her, bro. She left. You know, the Afro bitch, her dad was like a famous football player or some shit. She has some glasses for her name.
I think I knew you talking about.
Bro, she's like, no mercy.
The one, the gap? The one.
Yeah. The light skin one.
Called the girl fat bitch.
I forgot her name, but.
You remember the fat bitch?
But, bro, you can't even tell me Hawk? Bro, that man went hard, and then, like, I'm not, spoiler, but, bro, that nigga beat the fuck out of that nigga, bro.
He beat that the fuck, I remember he was saving his friend, and he beat the fuck out of two niggas.
Yo, bro, remember the dojo, bro? The other fat nigga? The one who was, like, friends with the Asian one?
He got bodied.
Bro, that man's face was bloody, bro. I'm like, damn, bro, I didn't know Hawk was like that.
The fat nigga got bodied.
But, I can't wait for season 4, bro. I can't wait for them to fight, bro. Like, LaRusso and Johnny making a team together, bro. Like, come on. Now, I knew that was going to happen.
Bro,
who's gonna win? Bro, I'm not gonna lie, Tori, I'd smash, but like, nah, like, just not, like, her character is just kind of like, I hate her character.
Imagine being in that show.
Bro, I'd love to be in that show, bro. This shit's so fucking cool.
I don't know, damn straight, if I was in that show, I would have been throwing hands with every single, I would turn to Hawk. Except I'm throwing hands with everybody. The leaders, all them niggas.
The leaders.
Whoever I see that's in front of me, they game body.
The fucking director just throwing hands and shit.
Director, everybody's game body. Everybody.
Yeah, the fucking coffee nigga comes on set, knocks that nigga out.
A cripple nigga walks by, or fucking, I don't know, fucking, well, a blind nigga comes by too, bro, they're both body. Both
bodies. Dead. But, I mean, the only part I did kind of like was when that girl from the actual original movie actually came. Remember the blonde girl?
Blonde girl.
Yeah, the blonde girl.
Oh, you're the one that, what's the one that's the leader of, Eagle Fang?
Johnny?
Johnny, is that his name?
Johnny Lawrence, yeah.
Girlfriend? To be good. Look, I think I know what's gonna happen now. So you know how, what's the one that won now, the tournament?
The All Valley?
Yeah, the All Valley tournament. The one that, like, he got dropped, like, from the staircase.
What? Oh, bro, that wasn't even a tournament, bro. They were just fighting in school.
No, but, like, they did. They did the tournament. He was a champion.
Oh, yeah, but that was on, like, season...
one, nigga.
No, wait. Yeah, that was season 1.
Exactly, but, like, him. Okay, so you know how his mother and him, like, him and, like, his mother and Johnny had sex?
Yeah.
Yo, I feel like there's gonna be a whole plot twist now that, like, let's say... That woman sees Johnny with that girl.
I mean, like, they already talked. They talked about it. They're like, The girl asked him, I'm like, she's like, are you seeing somebody? He's like, yeah, this girl named like Julieta or some shit. I don't know her name, but you know, that's like kind of like a Hispanic name. But yeah, they were like fucking talking and shit. And they're like, oh, hopefully she's like a good person for you. She's like, yeah, she is. She's wonderful or some shit like that. But she was fire.
I'm not even gonna hold you. I fucked the shit out of both their ass.
Both you know, she was in the show The Boys.
Yeah, she was a part of it.
Yeah, she was crazy. Oh, she was showing some titties and that shit. I mean, I'm like, that's pretty crazy, but like.
And then what's the girl that fought with Sam?
Tori?
Yay, oh my god, bro.
Yo, she was in Jesse, bro.
I know, bro. Oh my god, nigga.
Bro, you know what's fucking funny? I saw her TikTok of her and then she was like crying or some shit and I commented, where's Cameron?
Yo, that bitch bad as fuck. Oh my god.
She's not, bro. You know who's bad though? Who? Kylie Jenner, bro. You can't even lie, bro. She bad. Like,
do you know who Ruby Rose is?
Nah. Is she a porn star?
I wish. I fucking wish.
I thought you were talking about Amber Rose for a second. Bro.
Ruby Rose. She's
that's her?
I think she's a singer and an Instagram model.
Well, she's the bald one, right?
Ruby Rose? No, nigga.
Oh, I just said Amber Rose.
That's Amber Rose. Where the fuck how the fuck
did
you get that mixed up?
No, they both have Rose, so I don't know. Yo, bro, I'm telling you, if me and Kendall Jenner, bro, like, if she came over to my crib and my parents went home, my dick would have been like... You heard that, right? My dick was like... Just like that, bro. I'm telling you. My dick would have been. I don't need no Viagra for Kylie Jenner, bro. She's Viagra herself. I'm telling you that. But damn, really.
So if you had a chance to pick a sound, like okay, let's say you wanted like the baddest girl in school, right? She was bad as fuck, and she's like, oh, let's go have sex, this and that. And you get a boner, right? What sound do you want your boner?
What?
Like what sound do you want your boner to make when you like you're gonna have sex with that girl? Like.
Just straight up, bro. Like.
I'm gonna be honest with you. What's the what's the one from Mario? The fucking. The thing where like you know when he eats a mushroom and it goes doo, 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 like he grows or whatever, I want that.
What the fuck?
I don't know how to like do the sound, but that's the sound I actually want.
Bro, I don't even know what sound you're talking about.
Song, nigga, you eat sound.
I said
you
sound.
I thought you said song. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck you want?
Is it this one? Is it that one?
Oh shit.
Oh shit. Bro, it's just funny, bro. I'm telling you, bro. It's straight up for me, bro. Straight up. Yo, I've been watching this comedian. His name is Josh Wolf, bro. He makes some funny ass fucking shit. He be like talking about his fucking son. He's like, oh, my fucking son is like the funniest nigga ever and shit. Cause like, he's like, oh, he's like, yo, I touched a boob before. And, like, he's so open with his dad. And it's so funny. Like he was on the show. And, like, he was like doing stand up comedy. And then he was like, My son is like so open with me. Like, he literally tells me everything. And he's like, one day he came from home. He's like, yo, come here. He's like, he put him to like another room, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck is going on? And then he's like, so basically, I touched a boob. And he's like, huh? He's like, yeah, I touched a boob. What do I do now? He's like, I mean, shit, I don't know, dude. Do what you think. And I'm like, what the fuck? Shit was kind of funny, but you know.
Shit, I know what I would have done. I know personally what I did.
Gee, my dick would have been like,
straight up! Fucking straight up!
Bro, I've been watching so much YouTube nowadays. Like, I've been watching fucking Shark Tank and shit. And fucking,
you know, I'll be doing it when I'm bored sometimes, bro.
What?
Like, okay, so the daytime, like, I'll listen to music, this and that. I'll watch YouTube.
I feel like I know what you're gonna fucking say.
I'll watch anime. And then, like, at nighttime,
Porn.
I'll sit there and watch it until like the full video is over with, or I'll just sit there and watch hentai until it's over with. And like, I don't know, bro, it's just like, it's entertaining, it's not boring.
I mean, fuck.
I mean, the plot's confusing, but
the storyline is so funny, bro. Like, literally all of them are just hilarious. Like, they literally have me dead.
And they always involve something like, oh, like the stepsister one is like always like, oh, like they always say like, oh, don't tell dad or mom this and that. Like, they always say that. After that, they're always like, what is it called? They're like they try to like hide things from your boyfriend and girlfriend, even though they take like pictures right after it.
So, bro, did you see the one I sent?
Trying to make it seem like you don't want them to know about it, even though you're taking pictures.
Did you see the one I sent on the group chat? That was funny as fuck. It was like, how was it? Like, the guy would just look at the camera. He's like, wow, I can't believe this is happening. And then he just winked. I'm like, what the hell? That was so gay.
I just heard my brother moan in the background.
I kind of heard that shit too. I'm like, what the hell? I was like, but damn, Cobra Kai.
Cobra fucking Kai.
Boom.
What's another show that's fire?
I mean, let me see. I really haven't been watching Netflix.
There's nothing new on fucking Netflix. It's always the same shit.
I used to watch a show called The Magicians, or The Magicians.
The who? The Magicians?
The Magicians.
Magicians. Magicians.
Huh?
The Magic Kings?
The Magicians.
I was like, what the fuck is the
Bro, it was really good. The season's coming out, like, a new season's coming out, like, maybe Monday, I think. I don't know. But it's just gonna be lit.
I'm not watching that dog shit.
Bro, it's pretty fire.
I'm not watching that. If it has nothing to do with no fighting...
I mean, they do.
I don't know. No relationship type shit. Or fucking, I don't know. They build stuff.
Bro, it's like fucking, what's it called?
I think I want to sit there and watch a magic trick I can do with my eyes.
Nigga. It's like fucking Wizard of Oblivion. Remember that shit?
That's gotta be racist. There's no way. I would just keep it real. There's no way that is like of our culture.
Yo, tell me this.
It's like you're saying it, you're saying it with the long R. When you find you, nigga! Nigga!
I don't know that long R, though. I don't get that.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You lost me with that one.
Bro, do you really think he's racist, or, like, what's up?
That makes no fucking sense. He's not saying the R. I understand it's a long, like, it's like a long A with it, but it's like, it's not an R. It's not like he's saying the other version.
But this thing is funny, though.
I mean, bro, like, there was this one live that was funny as fuck that he was in, that he started up, right? And he was answering questions, and it was like, one of the questions said, come, ? And he looked at the camera, he's like, next question.
Bro, Did you see what, I don't know who it was, I think his name is YK Ontario or some shit like that. I forgot his name, but he has some beef with, like, fucking Lil Yachty and Mustard and shit.
YK Osiris?
Yeah, yeah, him.
Yeah, he was having, online beef with
fucking... Yeah, bro, they're fucking roasting each other. She was so yeah, fucking funny.
Yeah, keep on clowning each other because they're clothes or whatever. But, like, gee. I ain't gonna hold you. I think, in my opinion, Lil Yachty, like, lost, bro. Like, Lil Yachty, I don't know, he looked like a little bit like a fruitcake when he was doing...
I mean, bro, did you see his hair when he, like, you saw his
yeah,
hair?
Yeah, like, bro, he had, like, black hair down and everything. Bro, he looks like a mom.
Gee, bro, he looks like one of those, like...
He looks like a 1939 mom, like...
Gee, like...
Like, yo, his husband's at, like, fucking World War One.
Do the voice, do the voice.
The, which one?
The girl voice.
Hi, sweetheart. How you been, sweetheart?
He sounds like he would be talking like that, bro.
You got back home? Mm-hmm.
Yo,
I can't wait to give you some food when you get back home. I'm gonna fill you up right. Mm-hmm. Later on, we can have some dinner if you know what I mean.
Bro, fucking imagine, like, I don't think I've ever seen this, but like not trying to be racist, but like a black girl with like an Indian dude. I've really never seen that type of couple.
Search it up, I guess.
No, it's like talk like the girl. Do it,
dude. All right. So how you been there, sweetheart? Mm-hmm.
Good motherfucker. What's good, motherfucker? What is my chicken masala, motherfucker? You know, the funny thing about fucking Indians, bro, it's like, they don't like getting picked on, bro. Like, you know, I saw this fucking video.
When two Indians fight, bro, I swear to God.
Bro, that's so... bro, you saw the video, right?
I've never seen any fight, anything like that, bro.
Bro, this is... That's literally like seeing a unicorn ride on the fucking rainbow.
Like, you know what's even better? Two midget Indians.
I've actually never seen that. I've seen two Indians fight.
I'd rather pay like $100 to see that instead of a UFC fight. Fuck that Conor McGregor fight. Fuck all that shit. Man. I
want to
see that.
Gee, from them like screaming at each other to them killing each other.
You're like, fuck you, bloody, fuck you, bitch. Fuck
that
you,
bitch. Funny as fuck. But fuck, this thing goes crazy, bro. Fucking Indians are fucking hilarious. I do not associate with niggers. Don't touch me, bitch.
I want a little water. Please help me.
Don't touch me, bitch. No, don't touch me. Don't touch me, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, bitch.
Don't touch me, bitch.
You bitch ass niggas, I do not associate with y'all. Fuck you, bloody.
I do not associate with niggas. Don't touch me, bitch.
What's another thing? You know what's crazy?
What?
You know what's crazy that we forgot to do?
What?
The Airbnb thing. Like, to rent out a house.
Oh, for winter break.
Yeah.
I mean, we still have summer, bro. Oh, my God, I can't wait for summer.
Summer actually pretty hyped, bro.
Because, like, we have winter break. I mean, spring break, but that's, like, only a little bit of time. But,
Right now, we're in January 9th, so...
I mean, still...
We got, like, what, like... Four months left?
Yeah, about so.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't touch me, bitch. Don't touch me. Bro, I've been watching, like, a little type of, like, romantic movies and shit.
Why?
Because I've been bored and lonely.
You're you know you should do, bro? I'm gonna teach you something. So, go to your local store, go to Publix, go whatever. Get a pack, and I mean a pack, of cut bologna, bro. Put that shit, like, stick it in between your fucking couch, bro.
What the fuck?
And fucking couch.
What is this, Big Mouth?
No, this is like Big Mouth, like
3.0.
Yeah, like way better. You get like type of experience that, like, you know, most people, other people won't, you know, want to experience.
Yeah, I got you. But
or you can just make like a tight sock, like fill it up.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get like I've seen movies where like people like talk about jerking off and shit, and like they use socks. Like, socks, really? Come on now, socks. I don't even know how that works.
Bro, I have a funny ass story. I was in the bus, right? Like we finished school, whatever. We're driving back, and my brother and I and like three other people. We were having conversations about jerking off and machines that jerk us off, or fucking blow dolls and shit. And we searched up. We literally searched up. We spent 30 minutes inside the bus searching up how to, like, what's that suction cup that makes, like, that suction dick pause?
Suction cup?
Yeah, it's like it looks like a pocket pussy. There you go. How to make a pocket pussy. And we searched up how to make a pocket pussy, and it was the craziest thing ever, bro. It showed the steps, how to do it, YouTube videos and everything. And you get a sock, you tie it with, like, rubber bands, you put, like, cream and all types of shit inside if you want to, and like it has to like look like a very circle-ish, rectangle-ish type bullshit. So you can put your cock, and you just like you go back and forth with it, and that's how you make a pocket pussy, like 101,
bro.
Without spending $1,000.
What was that? Oh yeah. So look, this is the first time I ever used a condom, bro. So listen. So I had this friend named Isaiah, right? You know Isaiah?
Yeah.
Alright, so I went to his crib.
The waffle maker.
I went to his crib, and I'm like, he's like, yo, you want this condom? I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm like, and he's like, bro, but make sure you use it on a bitch. And I'm like, okay, sure, bet, say less. And then, like, I think a week or two passed by, and then I'm like, shit, bro, I have this condom over here and shit. I'm gonna fucking try it out. I went to the fucking bathroom. I locked the fucking door. I sat on the fucking toilet top. I fucking ripped the fucking condom open, put it on my dick, see if it was the right size. And that's how I knew that my dick was extra large, because the condom was extra large.
I mean, or it just, like, it won't hold to your back. Like, you know, the back of your dick. Pause.
But, I mean, but, like, it was a magnum, too, so.
Bro, I got a story for you. Like, the first ever time, like, I stood up jerking off.
Oh, all right, go. I have another one. Go.
So, like, pretty much, bro, this was, like, I don't know. This is, like, what? Yeah, it was, like, a bright day, right? It was, like, 5 in, like, afternoon. My mom was taking a shower, right? Mm-hmm. And pretty much, I'm over here, like, you feel me? I'm beating my shit. I'm over here watching, like, I don't know, fucking Latina-made porn from fucking Bang Bros. and before, like, I was eating a banana. Pause. I was eating a banana. But what is it called? Like, I threw the banana peel inside the garbage can, but I thought I did, right? But I didn't throw it, so, like, it was on the floor. I never knew, right? So, pretty much, I'm, like, I'm over here jerking my shit off, right? Boom, I nut, right? Mm. And I'm, like, full-on butt booty naked, like, ass out. Fucking ass going through my fucking asshole. Like, it's just hairs out, everything, bro. So, pretty much, I finish. I walk, and I slip on the banana peel, and my whole right ass, like, bro, the chunk of my right ass cheeks hits the fucking ground so loud that my mom came out the shower And she opened my door, bro, and I screamed at her. I'm like, Mom, close the fucking door. And after that, she was like, what you just said? Bro, and I quickly ran to my bed because I didn't want her to see me, like, naked, bro. And there was, bro, there was nut all over my hand and a little bit of the floor. And, like, my right ass cheek was so numb that I couldn't sit. So I had to stand up, and she was looking at me. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know, Mom. I thought I saw something, like, on the floor. I didn't want you coming in. And this was, like, what? This was, like, I think, this was eighth grade, bro. Holy shit, bro. Bro, it was the most weirdest experience ever. That's why I never stand up when I'm doing it.
Stand up? You stand up?
Yeah, I stood up. That was the first ever time, like, I stood up. Like, doing it.
Oh. Bro.
It's horrible.
Let me tell you how the first time I ever beat my dick, bro. This shit. All right, so look. Basically, I was, like, just chilling outside, playing outside with Jermaine and Raphael. And then, like, next thing you know, they're like, we just start talking about jerking off. I'm like, what the fuck is jerking off? Because I was innocent. I was, like, innocent. I'm like, the fuck is that? He's like, oh, it's when you, like, beat your dick up and down and shit. I'm like, oh, cool. And then, like, Jermaine showed me how to, like, he didn't show me. He told me how to do it. That, like, but that night, I'm like, shit, what the fuck? I just got curious, and then, you know, one thing led to another. I beat my dick. Cum came out. I got fucking scared, bro. I was scared shitless. I swear to God. Like, there's cum all over my, like, belly button and shit. And, like, all around my stomach, and, like, she squirted up to my fucking chin and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? I thought I was dying. I swear to God, I touched this shit. I thought it was blood, and I turned on my flash, and I'm like, "What the fuck? What is this white sticky shit?" I came down, like, cause at that time I had a bunk bed, so I came down the top, and then I went to the bathroom, and then, you know, I cleaned myself. I'm like, "What the fuck? I'm never doing this shit ever again." But I'm telling you, that first time sensation, that feeling. You could never get that back, bro. That shit felt so good. Tell me. Shit felt amazing. And I think that was in, like, sixth grade. Shit was crazy.
That's fucking... I mean, I can't relate with you because, like, I never got there from it. I just didn't know what the fuck to do after.
I mean, because...
I looked at myself. Like, I'm like, just like, I don't know. I looked at myself, but I was like, I stood there, I'm like... Like, what am I doing? Like, what did I just do? What experience did just happen?
Bro.
I was tweaking the whole entire day.
Bro, I was an innocent child. I didn't even know what the fuck jerking off was. I knew what sex was, but, like, I didn't know what jerking off was. Like, what the fuck? That shit was, like, a whole new world to me.
I remember when I did it, like when I jerked off, right, for the first ever time, bro. Like, I kept on doing it ever since, bro. Like,
me too, bro. My porn addiction, bro. Boy,
good, bro.
My porn addiction started when I was like, maybe I want to say like 11, but I think it was 12, and it's never stopped since.
Like, bro, like, I don't know, bro. It's just, like, ever since then, bro, like, it's just, I don't know, I feel good. I feel proud.
G, like, every time.
I never felt proud of doing, like, multiple times, like, in one whole day, but, like, you know, feel me, like, doing it.
Bro, it's like cocaine. But, like, the sensation just is for a little bit, like, literally 3 seconds. For, like, a 10-minute.
A healthy cracker.
It's literally, like, sometimes, like, 10-minute workout. Just for that 3-second sensation.
Yeah, but it hurts sometimes when you do it, like, multiple times, like, one whole day, bro.
Yo, what's your record, bro? In a day. What's your record in a day?
Oh, fuck. Wow. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I don't know. I was like, horny as fuck. I like, so dead ass. 20.
Me too.
Like, bro, like... I don't know, I was just like, I was very much in the mood.
Bro.
I was so bored, so that's probably why I did it, like, a lot.
Bro, I used to do it 3 times in an hour. in 1 hour. Imagine the whole entire day.
I mean, I have like a friend that does it like 10 times a day.
Oh, that's just really lonely. Like, I'm lonely, but like, come on.
Really lonely. It's just like,
that's an addiction. Bro, addiction.
Give it a break.
Bro, sex addiction. Like
your dick has no bone, whatever. But bro, that shit's gonna fucking, I don't know, rip off or something.
Gee, you know? his hand must be fucking jacked.
Bro, yo, that nigga got grip. That nigga got grip.
That dick grip.
Gee, dick grip.
Yo, you know, I saw a movie yesterday, and you know who was in the movie?
Who?
Beetlejuice. And that movie came out, like, in, like, I think 2014. I'm like, what the fuck? Beetlejuice been in movies? I'm like, what the fuck? I've been watching, like, movies on YouTube, because, like, they're actually pretty good.
What, the movies from YouTube that you can, like rent out or, like,
buy? Yeah, because there's some that you could rent out or buy, and, like, there's some that are free. I've been watching, like a few rented. I rented a few ones, and then I've been watching, like, some free ones, too.
I don't rent movies, because, like, I mostly just watch it from YouTube.
Because I have literally hella, like, different places. I have, like, Amazon Prime, where I can watch that shit, and then I have fucking Netflix and fucking Hulu and all that. But, like, those movies, they're not even really good. To be honest.
They're really fucking boring.
Gee, like, they're so fucking boring. Like, I'm over here paying for, like, all these fucking programs when, like, YouTube's free. Like, come on.
Bro, did you know that fucking Pornhub officially banned Donald Trump from the platform?
What?
Yeah, like, I'm so dead-ass at you. Like, I just got a notification from, from Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, Pornhub, like, you feel me? Their official site on Twitter. And it said, Pornhub has officially banned Donald Trump from the platform. And I'm like, wait, so did Donald Trump ever do porn? Like, why the fuck is he in Pornhub? What the fuck puts him in Pornhub?
I mean, I think what they were talking about was the, because remember how they leaked that shrimp dick shit?
Shrimp dick shit.
Yeah, I think that's what they were talking about. I don't really know.
I mean,
porn, yeah, is porn.
Crazy that, like, imagine being born. I mean, born. What the fuck am I saying? Imagine being banned from Pornhub.
Bro, imagine just being banned. Period.
Gee, for anything.
Like, that's. I feel like that wasn't even Trump's fault. Cause
remember the thing that happened with the fucking Capitol.
Because if you really look at the video, like, the police just let them in.
No, they didn't. They tried to take them. Bro, there was, like, multiple fucking people going into that bitch.
No, yeah, but, like, they were at the gate, and then the guy was holding the gate back. He's like, yo, stay back. And then eventually he was like, yo, just come in. He's like, just come in. I don't care. Just come in.
But isn't it, like, aren't they supposed to kill them all if they go through that shit? Like, how the
fuck? No. That's just, like, security for the Capitol. Like, because you know someone died, right? And this girl died?
Oh, yeah, she got, like, shot in the
Yeah, head. Like, the security service, she, like, came in, she, like, peeked her head in the window, and they shot her in the chest. I saw the fucking video, I'm like, damn, that's fucking crazy.
I think they shot in the neck.
No, it was in the chest. I'm like, damn, bro. At least wear, like, a bulletproof vest or some shit. That shit was crazy.
So she got body.
That Secret Service has one more body.
I swear.
Bro, you know that, what's it called? You know, what's it called? Good Burger? No. It was, like, a show.
Was it, like, a fat nigga and a skinny nigga?
No, it was a cartoon show.
Was it, like, did it have, like,
oh, Bob's Burgers.
You watch that bullshit?
Bro, no, I didn't watch it, but I saw it on the news, on Instagram that, like, the animator, like, died. He it was skydiving, and then he, like, died in a skydiving accident.
Imagine.
It's fucking crazy.
Like, was it from, like, the air? Like, nigga, like, how old is he?
He was 42.
Then why the fuck are you doing that at the age of 42?
I mean, that's 42, bro. It's not even that bad.
I can't say nothing, because, like, niggas that are 98 or fucking 100 are 5 years old out here, like, skydiving, fighting fucking sharks.
So fucking pedophiles.
People having fighting fucking bears with their, I don't know, pinky. Like, the fuck? We got blind niggas going against ninjas and shit. Like, what's going on with y'all?
Gee, bro. That's fucking crazy, bro. what was I gonna say? Bro, we gotta make plans, bro.
I mean, 17, I'm probably free.
Next week, because tomorrow I got 7-on-7, so.
What's next week? What's next week?
I don't know.
So today's the 9th. 9th, 10th,
11th, 12th, 13th. Oh, yes. Bro, I forgot, we have to go to the fucking Miami District Museum shit.
Why the fuck we have to go there?
Because they have, like, this Louis Vuitton showcase, and it's gonna close on the 15th,
bro,
so we...
I don't wanna go look at Louis Vuitton.
No, we're not gonna... I need to take pictures. I'm not even gonna cap, I need to take pictures.
I don't take pictures, because I don't want the fuck to put on there.
Pictures. Take pictures. But, yo, you know, I saw this video where David Dobrik was playing on Warzone. And...
Oh, yeah, he has his own, like, YouTube channel where it's, like, gaming,
basically. No, not that. He had this YouTube, like, he was playing with this guy. I think his name was, like, John or some shit. He's like, oh, yo, if we win this game, then you have to move to LA and work at Dobrik's, which is his, like, pizza shop. And then he's like, okay, fine, deal. It's not like it's really going to happen. And then, like, they fucking won the game. So now that nigga's, like, quitting his job, moving to LA, and working at Dobrik's in that pizza shop.
Oh, wait. Hold on. So this nigga, David Dobrik, has his own pizza shop?
Yeah, it's called Dobrik's.
Wow, how fucking original.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess it's an opportunity for him, I guess. I don't know. Working at the pizza shop, I guess.
Bro, you know how I want away from my fucking existence?
What?
Nigga, bro.
Huh?
Lil Pump?
Yeah.
Nigga's fucking retarded.
Why?
He's like him and 6ix9ine, fucking retarded.
I feel like 6ix9ine's retarded. Like, he's worse than Lil Pump.
I feel like they're both fucking retarded.
Yeah, but if you had to pick one, like, who would be the most retarded?
Oh, most retarded? I mean, like, I'm gonna have to go 6ix9ine.
Yeah, me too. It's fucking, this nigga's literally retarded. Like, he's the definition of retarded. I search up 6ix9ine, he pops up.
You know what's crazy is, bro?
What?
I feel like wanted everywhere, but nobody has yet to still kill that man.
Gee, bro, because do you know...
Y'all said you're not going to kill him, but, like, what the fuck? If y'all have easy chance to go kill him, but...
I mean, do you not know what he does? Like, he literally, like, goes, you know, at night. Like, he literally went to O'Block at night, like, at 3 in the morning. And he literally said, "What's good, old block? I'm here. What's up?" And then he left.
That day he said, "Rest in peace, King Von." To like,
bro. Yeah, bro, that's so fucked up. R.I.P. King Von.
imagine being called like, "Oh, like rest in peace," like, damn.
Huh?
Like, imagine someone saying like, "Oh, rest in peace, bro." I'm gonna be honest, bro. That's tough. That's tough. That's tough as fuck.
Damn, bro. I mean, like, I don't really want to talk about this shit. Cause...
You can do that to me, man. I'm gonna come right back on
you. I'm gonna wake up from the dead and shoot you. Don't try me.
Yeah, bro. I'm gonna come right back to my body. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
Fucking destroy that nigga. Just bop, bop, bop. Good night. But, what do you think about what's her name? Oh, what's her name? her name? Fuck, I forgot her name. He's white.
Hillary Clinton? The fuck?
No, nigga. Oh, I mean, what do you think about Anneli Chapa's new song?
Anneli Chapa, new song? He has a new song?
Yeah, listen to it.
I don't listen to it.
All right, guys, I'm in my sick car, and I'm at my super sick mansion.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, wait.
It's a fat ass. Okay. Let me play, like, a little bit of it, because then I don't want to get, like, copyrighted. So just listen. Kinda goes hard. I'm not even cap.
But can I be totally honest with you?
Let me guess. It's ass.
That shit is so trash.
Bro, you haven't. I only played a little part.
I don't give a fuck if that was just a little, bro. That shit was trash.
Bro,
it was boring, nigga.
How, bro? That shit was not boring. That shit was pretty fire. I'm not even cap. He is alive. What's he gonna say?
I don't know.
But my neck hurts, bro. Fucking, I can't wait till the new shoes to drop.
Which one?
I know. I have to go to I have this app called Snickers. It's sponsored by Nike and Jordan.
Wait, what?
It's called Snickers. And it shows me all the upcoming drops. Yeah.
Snickers.
I mean, it's not called Snickers, but it's like literally S-N-K-R-S. But I'm looking at the new shoe drops right now, but...
Snickers.
Yes. They have the Dunk High collab with Ambush. I'm dropping Thursday. Air Jordan 5 Low dropping Saturday, 10 a.m. Air Jordan 4 is dropping Thursday, 10 a.m. Air Jordan 13 dropping Saturday, 10. Air Force 1. These Air Force 1s actually go pretty hard, I'm not even gonna lie.
I need to get me Air Forces.
But,
I'll wear Air Force.
Yeah, there's really nothing new. Like, all these shoes that are coming out, pretty boring. I actually need to get some Vans.
I can't wear Vans.
Yeah.
I feel like Vans are too goofy.
I mean, I don't know. But... yeah, thanks for tuning in, but I guess this is going to be the end of, the podcast, because why not? But you got other shit to do, so go jerk off.
Plus, I'm definitely tired as fuck.
Yeah, me too. I really need to go to sleep, because I have someone at 7 tomorrow. Even though it's 6:40, I have to go run real quick, but... and I have to edit this video too, so. Thanks for tuning in. Toodles.